We're talking to Kelly Holland. Kelly, tell us again how we can get to your website or get to you if we have listeners that want to participate in your work. How would they find you?
Sure. The best way to find me is at my website, which is www.ownyourdestinycoaching.com. And you can find out all about me and about my practice and what I do and the services I offer. And you also can find, phone and so on to contact me and email if you have questions or just want to talk.
We're talking about a number of things. And just to be clear, your focus is on females, correct?
Typically. I mean, these are not issues that are limited to women. But
that's
women
what
are,
I would say.
I find more likely to experience these things, but they're not limited to women at all.
Let's move on to a topic that's near and dear to all of us. I've talked about kids, children, just a little bit here. I have noticed with other parents in talking, as we often do, one of the biggest frustrations of being a parent is the sometimes refusal of your children to take advantage of your mistakes and experience one of them in terms of how to spend money, how to save money, how to take care of money. I've been well blessed in that regard. My kids have ultimately found their way to a good saving spot, but it's not always easy. And one of the most difficult challenges as it relates to youth and money is, of course, the holidays, which are once again upon us. So what's some advice you could give us in terms of our children and the almost overwhelming presence that a holiday brings?
Well, as you said, it's quite common for kids to get, particularly younger kids, to get really wound up about what's going to show up under the tree. And of course, that does bring them happiness, as we said, in the moment, right? But the holidays are also a really good time to help your children learn about charity and caring for others. Now, a way that a lot of families do this is by making a trip to the soup kitchen on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that's a great, heartfelt impulse. I will say it's so great that many, many, many people have it, and a lot of soup kitchens get overwhelmed on Thanksgiving and are hungry for volunteers the rest of the year. So I would suggest if you want to do that, it's a wonderful idea. Absolutely. Think about how you can maintain that habit once the tinsel's down and folks are still hungry and cold. Another thing that I've seen be very effective with children, if you don't mind if I just explain a practice that families can try, is that okay?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay. So, those mailers you get all year long from charities, and the heartfelt letters and the tear-jerking pictures and so on. Consider savings of some of those. They'll be coming fast and furious right about now. And then, say, Thanksgiving weekend, sit with your children and explain, you're going to give each of them some amount of money, just for purposes, let's just say $100 a child, but it doesn't have to be, and explain to them that you would like them to figure out how to donate that money. And then let them think about charities they know of or charities whose information you have. And then they can pick between 2 and 4. Why that number? So they don't just do 1 to get it 1 and done. Mm-hmm. And 4 because you want them to think about having an impact and not just spending their money on 10 different things. They'll probably limit it anyway, because the other thing to add in is to ask them to write a letter to each charity explaining why they're giving. So what this does is take them through the whole process of identifying a need and then figuring out how they can help, and then explaining that to the people who will receive the help. And it really reinforces that charity habit. It really makes kids think about other people who maybe don't have what they have. And a little pro tip here, if your child chooses a very small charity and writes a letter, they may hear back personally from a senior person at the charity. I can tell you that my daughter gave money to the local food pantry once and got a letter from the president.
Wow.
And that just hooked her on charity.
Yeah.
For life.
So, and we do that. I'm at the Presbyterian Night Shelter. We're really careful about sending thank you letters to our donors. And so I think that is good advice. But let's switch gears and go the other direction and go to your parents. many of whom are obviously getting older. Our listenership is probably above the median, we'll put it that way. And so their parents are even further above the median. And what are some things you can do for elderly or your parents around holiday times that would be meaningful?
Well, this is not the cheeriest topic, but it is a really important one. Older folks often have difficulty taking care of their finances, and also they are often preyed upon by fraudsters. It's really a scourge, and the holidays, as joyful a time as they can be, are also a really good time to check in with the older folks in your family and make sure they're still on top of those things, and if they're not, start making a plan for what to do about it. So these are very difficult topics to bring up. A lot of older folks feel that managing their finances is a core part of their independence, like driving. But the worst thing is to have them get defrauded. That's the worst, right? But even if they just sort of lose track of things and they stop paying their bills and so on, they can get into a real problem. So how can you bring this up? It is touchy, let's be real. So one opportunity is, let's say there's something in the news about a scam that's going around. Mm-hmm. You can maybe start a conversation around, hey, did you read about this? This is so awful. What would you do? I don't know if I would pick it up, and just see how they respond.
See if they're picking up on it. See if they catch the scam.
Exactly. Exactly. Or talk about if you know of someone who got defrauded that way, say, oh my God, I can't believe what, how would you know, right? What would you do if someone called you up like that? See what that's about. And then as far as just bill paying, see if you can talk about, say there's an article about that you see about year-end financial moves, right? To sort of set yourself up for the tax, tax prep.
Sure.
Maybe just sort of open that conversation with your parents. Hey, are you doing any of this stuff? And again, just sort of check for how on top of it they are. Because it's actually our ability to manage our finances can decrease fairly rapidly once it starts. And you just don't want to leave an older person in your life, with that degree of helplessness.
So, it's really remarkable how much is going on there and how many people continue to fall for it.
Yeah. Kelly? And another thing I would say is just advisors, financial advisors like you guys, can be a big help in this process. So if someone notices something like this going on, right, if there's an advisor involved with the family, they're a great person to bring into the loop so that everybody's aware of what might be going on and what steps might be need to be taken to protect someone's finances.
Kelly, we're up against a break.
I
have a couple more questions I want to ask you, but time does not permit. Why don't you give us how we can reach out to you, those of us, once again, that might need or want your help. How would we go about finding you?
Sure. My coaching company is www.ownyourdestinycoaching.com. And if you go to that site, you can find out all about what I do and what I've done and how I work. And you can also find my phone and email. And please do reach out. I love getting questions.
What a great thing you're doing. We appreciate what you're doing. And, man, that helps us all think about what's important during the upcoming holiday season. Kelly Holland, we'll look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Talk to you soon. You're listening to Money Sense at the Opening Bell. We'll be right back.